U.S. Foreign Aid funded legal advice for LGBT asylum seekers, DEI programs in the UK, report. By Kurt Zindelka on February 9, 2025. During the Joe Biden administration, American taxpayer dollars reportedly funded diversity and LGBT initiatives in the United Kingdom, including providing legal advice to supposedly transgender asylum seekers. According to a report from London's Daily Telegraph, the U.S. State Department sent taxpayer dollars to Britain to fund a swath of woke initiatives in the sixth largest economy on Earth. The broadsheet found that the $25,000 was approved in October of 2022 to support a group called Rainbow Migration, which aims to help LGBT+ people claim asylum in the UK. The State Department was also found to have sent $40,000 to the Edinburgh International Book Festival to fund a series of interviews engaging with social issues around gender identity and inequality, racial equity, and diversity. A further $35,000 was reportedly given to a university in Ohio during the Chinese coronavirus crisis to create exhibitions in the UK on LGBTQ+ stories. Meanwhile, during the Biden presidency, the U.S. government also allegedly gave $14 million to the Tony Blair Institute, the globalist think tank founded by the former British Prime Minister, to do aid work in Africa and Lebanon. The revelations come amid increased scrutiny on past American foreign aid spending by the Trump administration and the Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. This month, President Trump ordered the closure of USAID, the top foreign aid agency for the U.S. government, with plans to merge some of its functions with the State Department. While USAID has been criticized for funding woke projects, like promoting DEI in Serbian workplaces, The Telegraph noted that nearly all of the programs it identified being funded in Britain were done so through the State Department. A department spokesman noted that, under President Trump's direction, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has paused all U.S. foreign assistance funded by or through the State Department and USAID for review. "We are reviewing all foreign assistance programs to ensure they are efficient and consistent with U.S. foreign policy under the America First agenda," he added. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said that the report demonstrated that the Biden administration was engaging in a leftist, globalist, woke agenda to completely transform the Western world, to break down all the institutions that we believe in. However, he said that with President Trump returning to the White House, U.S. taxpayer money will no longer poison British society. "This is massive societal and political interference that has been coming from America. And Trump's going to kill it. We're getting back to good, basic, sound principles," Farage said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.